Is life good back home?
Yes, it's great to be home. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about your football team. You're in the wild card race. Do you have any thoughts on that? You feel like you're really in it?
Well, we feel like we're getting ourselves ready for a real good Packers team that's coming in, you know, and anything that has to do with us and doing anything beyond this season is all about, you know, winning the next game. So, you know, that's where all of our attention is.
Jack, what did last week mean to the team, you know, winning it at Denver and in the way that you won? How much did that do for your guys?
Well, I think we got a great deal of confidence, you know, coming out of a ball game that, you know, was in a tough environment against a tough team, and we didn't play our best, but we had a great resolve and a great will to win, and we were able to pull it out. So I'm, you know, real proud of our guys, and I think, you know, we gained confidence from knowing that, you know, it's not like we have to play perfect football to win, but. When we stick together and we play hard, anything's possible.
Where's Derek Carr, Jack, in his development?
He's a great young man. Great young quarterback. He's had some really tremendous plays throughout the year. A couple that he'll grow from, but overall, very, very pleased with the way he's developing.
Was there value in him playing right away last year? I know there's a obviously a mixed debate about should quarterbacks stay or should they sit or play right away. But has there been value of him playing right away as a rookie?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure the experience has been beneficial. I think, you know, the good thing is he's had, you know, really pretty good protection. You know, it's not like he's been thrown to the wolves. Obviously, when you play right away, you know, that can be the case. But it's not been the case. You know, he does a great job of really wanting to understand protections and what his issues are and where his answers are and those types of things. So, you know, from that standpoint, the experience has been good. And I would just say he's continuing to grow. You know, every day he's coming out, he's getting a little bit better and he'll continue to progress nicely.
What has Woodson been like for your locker room, Jack?
Well, he's, you know, very, very well respected. Obviously, played a long time. He's been an unbelievable athlete. You know, really one of the great competitors to come through our league. You know, the example that he's provided of playing through injuries and being tough and finding a way to show up and compete his butt off on Sundays has been invaluable. I mean, it's hard to put a measure on it. It's hard to really understand just how impactful it's been, but I can promise you that it's been a real positive thing for our football team and the young guys to see the example of how he works and how he competes and how he gets himself ready to play games.
Jack, with all of the Los Angeles stuff swirling about, have you found yourself having to provide clarity to your players in the locker room? Has it been a distraction at all?
I talked about it one time in the spring. Haven't talked about it since.
Wow.
Back to Charles. You obviously had a long playing career as well. Does that give you a greater appreciation for what he's been able to do?
No question. No question. You know, we played Peyton earlier in the year, and, you know, we're talking about two guys that were, you know, at the top of the college world when the Heisman came out, and Charles got the Heisman. Obviously, Peyton has gone on. The two of them to still be playing, you know, almost 20 years later, is just unbelievable. So, and for Charles to be doing it at the DB position, you know, playing not only corner but now playing safety, and just an unbelievable testament to his work ethic and his competitive nature.
What's this been like for you personally, Jack? Going back home, coaching the team of your youth, the team that for whom you cheered, that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's just been really something that every day, you know, I realize just how fortunate I am to have the team of my childhood, the team that I grew up you know, loving and rooting for, and to be, you know, a member of that team, and not only a member, but the head coach, it's just such a huge honor. Every day I come to work, I'm fired up. I want to do nothing more than to bring championships back to this franchise, and, you know, just so proud to be in the position that I'm in.
You spoke of Charles being a mentor. Has Crabtree been that for Amari, you think?
Yeah, Crab's been awesome. He's really been good from the day he first arrived. You know, he's been a good worker. He's been a good teammate. You know, he's a competitive guy. He's got real natural soft hands. He's real friendly for the quarterback. You know, he had been through the, you know, being the high pick early in the draft before. So, you know, had immediate, you know, a relationship with Amari and being able to relate to things he's going through. So, I think it's been a really healthy, you know, situation for us. Obviously, we got Crab extended, which was great for us going forward. And yeah, he's been really, really solid.
Jack, I know it doesn't surprise you to see Charles playing good football. It's what he's done his entire career. But at this age, at this position, for you guys to get this much out of him at this point of his career, is it maybe a little bit more than what you could have expected going into the year that you might get?
Yes. Yeah, I don't think you can expect it. You know, we've worked hard at managing him and, you know, how much wear and tear we put on him during the week. But when it comes to Sundays, you know, the guy just comes alive. I mean, it's unbelievable. And, so, you know, there was a game early in the season when, honestly, you know, I was looking at it and I talked to the coaches about it. So let's just get him a ceremonious start, you know, and get him out of there. I mean, he's all beat up. He had a knee, had a shoulder, and it was almost impossible for him to get to the game. And, you know, he goes out there, and I think it was 80 plays later, you know, he comes up with a big pick to seal the victory. So, you know, watching him perform and watching him compete has just been really remarkable. And, you know, you can't say enough about it.
You're around him every day. What kind of sense do you have for how much good football he has left in that body of his?
I think that's something he's going to have to, you know, work through his, you know, in his own mind when it's time. I think right now he's just focused on, you know, the next opportunity, chance to go up against a really good Packers team and Aaron Rodgers and all of that represents, the challenges that are there, and obviously, you know, a place that he spent a lot of time and you know, and had a lot of great football that he was a part of there. So I think right now he's just focused on next, but at some point that'll be something that that he'll have to decide and we'll have to talk about.
You've seen a lot of good football in your days. Ever seen anything like max 5 sacks last week?
You know, I really haven't. Not live. I mean, it was he was pretty awesome. I mean, he was, you know, physical and forceful in the run. He was obviously very impactful in terms of generating pressure and getting the quarterback on the ground. So that's probably as good a performance as I've been around.
What is his upside? I mean, we all know his, you know, Mid-American Conference roots.
Yeah, no, you know, for a guy like him, it's just about coming in every day and working hard. He's, you know, he's really fairly humble, fairly quiet. He just comes in here and goes to work every day, and I think the guys all really respect him and appreciate him. And so, you know, sky's the limit. You know, for him, it's about, you know, just putting together good days and coming out and working on your skill level. And, you know, who knows? Maybe, you know, you can do the things that, you know, guys like Julius Peppers have been able to do, you know, for such a long time. Heck, I had Pep back in 02, and he's still doing it at a high level. So, you know, guys that are skilled and talented like that, when they work hard and they're good people, they tend to do it for a long time.
You know, Amari had a quiet day last week. Was that just a byproduct of the defense, or is that a guy maybe struggling with the rookie wall? I guess, how do you view that?
No, I don't think it's the rookie wall. I think a couple things were factors. I think his foot was bothering him last week. I think that's part of it. And I think the other thing is, I think Dallas's corners are really good. And so the combination, you know, just made for a tough day for us throwing the ball, especially to the wide receivers.
What have you thought of Green Bay's offense here of late? Has it been up and down? What's your perspective on that?
Yeah, I mean, it looks more up than down to me. You see Aaron Rodgers, you know, one of the premier quarterbacks in the league. They've got two, you know, running backs that are both big and powerful men, and you know, they like to run it, they like the draws, they like the screens. I mean, they do a good job. Mike does a good job with his offense. He's, you know, he's been near the top of the league in all the offensive categories in his time there, and you know, they're doing it once again. And then on the defensive side with Dom Capers, you know, with that group, they've got a lot of talent throughout the group, and they're well coached. And it's a good football team.
So how do you game plan for, not specifically, but with the, obviously Mike's doing the play calling now. How does that affect what you guys do? Do you have to go look back at some of Mike's strengths from the past, or you just basically look at what they've done this year and go from there? Or how do you handle that?
Yeah, we'll do our due diligence and do our work, you know, but early impressions are that Mike wanted to run it a little more and maybe a few more screens, but they're not going to wholesale change the system. Mike's been there and been a part of everything they're doing and has his imprints all over the organization, so they're not going to drastically change. Mike calling it, you know, he'll have certain tendencies. We all do, but you know, bottom line, getting ready for the Packers and all they represent.
Yeah, Jack, correct me if I'm wrong, but towards the end of your career, didn't Ron Wolf try to sign you at the end of your career? Or at one point, do you remember that?
That's a long time ago, man. I'm going to need some, Vic, maybe you can provide some historical reference for me.
I don't recall anything after Minnesota or in Kansas City, right?
After Minnesota, I went down with Jimmy for a year, and there were opportunities, and I can't remember if Green Bay was involved in it or not, but there were opportunities to play, and I decided to move on.
I was wondering if because Revy might have been part of that personnel department. I was wondering if he had brought that up, you know, that he had tried to get you.
No.
Okay.